Grateful Dead, Easy Wind, 8:01 the time. Welcome to an end-of-week edition of the Mornings with Ed Show on the all-new Voice of Laguna. Delighted to be here on the world's most iconic corner, the corner of Ocean and South Coast Highway, directly across from the iconic Lifeguard Tower on Main Beach. Whether it's gray or not, it's a beautiful day, and I hope wherever you happen to be listening from, it's equally beautiful where you are as well. Helping to beautify our studio, as we do each and every Friday, we welcome in from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Joelle Padu, for Chamber Chat. Very good morning to you, Joelle.
Good morning, Ed.
Good morning to you. How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you. Yesterday we had a ribbon cutting for Solo Show.
Yes.
You know them.
I do. They were on they were on the program a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, so they're just around the corner, and it was a great turnout first Thursday, and we're happy to have them.
All right. I think the stuff that they do for artists that really wouldn't get that kind of recognition is magnificent.
Yeah.
I love that they utilize their space for artists who need it.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. And they had like a watercolor class there last night, and they're going to have other workshops to be more involved.
All right.
But another new member that we just recently got is with us today.
Yes, and you speak of watercolors. She has gifted me a watercolor from her daughter Kalani, a beautiful, magnificent work of art. And we welcome in this morning from Laguna Beach Yoga, Katie Bongallen. Good morning, Katie. How are
Good
you?
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Laguna.
So this is beautiful. Thank you. This will go up on the proud wall of art here. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
All right. And also you brought in some, she just came gifting stuff this morning. She brought cups and beautiful Laguna Beach Yoga cups.
She's a giver.
First of all, welcome. And secondly, welcome to the community here. I love the fact you've opened up a yoga studio, and I love how you've already calmed this studio, it seems. There's a sense of peace. There's a sense of inner reflection since you've walked in. Am I crazy, or are you attempting to do that?
Subtly, yes. Okay. Yes. No, thank you. I mean, we are so happy. We opened the studio, September 1st, about 8 months ago. It's flown by, and we are finally, you know, joining the chamber and just connecting into this, you know, beautiful space a little more. And Laguna is a wonderful community, and we are thrilled to have this space downtown.
We're thrilled to have you downtown. You're at 312 Broadway Street. You're upstairs in Suite 203.
Yes, we are.
And I know that because I've heard. I have not yet attended a yoga class, but I will. First timers that do yoga, a first timer that walks into your studio, do we try too hard to keep up, or do you treat a first timer differently than you do someone who just walks in?
Yes, absolutely. I think the beauty of the space we have is we have a lot of local teachers. We have 14 different teachers.
Wow.
We're open 7 days a week, and we have almost 30 classes. And we have everything from a sound bath, where you literally just come lay on your back and relax and meditate, to therapeutic classes. The local legend, Carrie Pitt, who's like a yoga icon in Laguna, teaches a beautiful therapeutic class 3 days a week, where we say, come where you are, if you're post-surgery, if you're new to yoga. And then we offer gentle yoga or a gentle yoga stretch 7 days a week as well. So we really cater to all levels, especially those who are new. We want people to feel non-intimidated. Just show up.
Describe to me gentle yoga stretch, please.
Gentle yoga stretch is the opposite of any type of flow. So no down dog, no vinyasa. We're not wanting you to be in a lot of movement. We're wanting you to just relax on the mat, take some deep breaths, open up your body, do a lot of stretching, and then leave and just feel a little bit lighter. It's really great for athletes or injury prevention or people who haven't done yoga. So that's Thursdays at 10:30.
And is there something to opening up the hips?
Yes.
Okay. Describe the importance of opening up the hips.
Well, we carry our emotions in our hips. So our hips are related to sacral chakra. Sacral chakra is emotions. So a lot of us walk around saying like our hips are tight, but it's also because we're just not allowing our nervous system to be calm. We're not as present in our body. So when you're doing these hip openers, the best one I'd recommend, you can do this in bed.
Okay.
And you can do it for up to 20 minutes. It's called Supta Baddha Konasana. Okay. You lie on your back. you bend your knees, you place your heels together, and you just let your knees fall out like a butterfly, like butterfly
okay.
position.
Okay.
And it's restorative, beautiful, healing, opens the hips. So okay. 5 to 20 minutes.
Okay. And not then
you can do it at home. Don't even have to come to us.
Shh, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Yeah. The secret's out. Yeah. And that's you would recommend that maybe for post-surgery or?
Yeah. Or just people anyone. Who are sitting a lot. If you're at the desk sitting or if you're driving or right. if you're, you know, new with a kid and you're holding and nursing and you don't get as much movement, this is a really helpful pose that just keeps the hips open. When the hips are open, the low back's not so tight. Right. It's all connected.
Right. How did you get involved with yoga? What was your first yoga experience personally?
Gosh, I remember I was in college, so I'm 44. This was when I was 20. Okay. I went to LA Fitness okay. a long time ago. And I remember my first yoga class, the lady was like 7 months pregnant. And I was so impressed that she was able to be at that place, but yet still teaching. And it was such a good class. And I remember going back and I stayed going until she had her kid. And she was just such motivation for me. And I loved it. And then it's been a journey ever since. I've been teaching for about 16 years now and have been teaching here in Laguna for 16 years.
Do you see pregnant women coming in?
Yeah, we offer pre-postnatal. We offer baby and me.
Okay. Okay.
Twice a week, yeah.
All right. Did Joelle, did you go when you were pregnant with Crosby?
No, but I'm going to go with Crosby, like, next week.
Okay.
I said I was going to go after the golf tournament. She said I need to go now. So.
Okay. Oh. Maybe before.
And I do, after she's talking about it, right. I'm like, oh, gosh, I need to do. I'm, like, sitting up straight. I'm, like, right. figuring out my
yeah.
hips.
Right. I'm going to lay down on the ground here and open up my hips. As soon as you guys walk away, I'll
Please
be opening
don't.
Up my hips.
Please don't.
So, yeah. The recommendation for kids, how young should people start yoga?
Well, I mean, we have a baby in a class and we've got babies coming in with their mom right okay. now, literally strapped on in a carrier doing yoga. So okay. I feel like the energy of a baby in yoga, it's never too young. Right. Baby can start in the womb while you're doing breath work. Like when we do pre-postnatal, we end by just really connecting to our solar plexus and sending the baby light. So I think you can start it as early as, you know, carrying the baby. We offer kids yoga ages 3 to 8
okay.
every Monday at 4. So if you want a break from your child, drop the child off.
Right.
That's as young as we'll take them by themselves.
Right, right.
Age 3.
Is there a distraction problem? Or once you start with kids there, they stay pretty attentive?
I think it depends on the kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Depends on the kid. But for the most part, they stay attentive. As long as the parent's not teaching.
Right.
I tried teaching with my 2 kids, and it was like hot disaster because it's mommy. So as soon as we brought in another teacher, then it was like, oh, this was, yeah, pretty great.
Right. Is there a maximum? Is there a time where the class is just too full? There are too many people, or can you teach hundreds?
I know
that space doesn't accommodate.
Yeah, we're a pretty intimate space.
Right.
We cap out at like 25.
Okay.
So we have some classes that get pretty full, but
right.
we try to keep it 15 to 20.
Okay.
A small feel.
Right.
Yeah.
What is there an advantage to hot yoga?
We use the heater sometimes to keep the warm room.
Right.
And I want to be really careful what I say, but in my years of doing hot yoga, I've injured myself.
Okay.
I've overstretched.
Right.
And so I think hot yoga, you have to go in being really mindful and be careful. It's beautiful,
right.
but I think we are not a hot yoga studio.
Right.
But we do have the room warm, so yeah.
And the occasional overstretch, the overstretching happened after you were an experienced person in yoga?
Yeah, I just, you know, people who are more flexible, like overstretched the hamstring and pulled it because
right.
I was warm. My body was doing things that I normally wouldn't do if I wasn't warm.
Right.
And I was pushing too hard and then like, boom, on the hamstring in class.
Okay.
And then I was out for a while.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Explain to us what Ashtanga is.
Ooh, Ashtanga. We offer it Saturdays at 7 a.m. It's
okay.
a 90-minute class. So while we do cater to gentle and therapeutic and baby and me and kids, we also equally cater to like show up and work. Do your headstands, do your handstands, do your arm balances. So there's a lot of power flow on the schedule, and there's also Ashtanga. It's a 90-minute sequence that is taught by a local teacher named Leanne Nolan. She's Irish. She's fabulous.
Okay.
And it is a sequence where you follow a set sequence. You tend to move and do a lot of vinyasa and sun salutations, and then you will hold poses for 5 breaths. So
you said sun salutations.
I would not have the beginner start in Ashtanga.
Okay. All right. So I'll do just the hip.
So Ed, don't show up on Sat. Don't show up tomorrow at Sabbath.
I heard you say breathing. I heard you. The importance of yoga got to be 50% breathing. Is.
Well, yoga first was breath. Right. It was only breath. You know, the pranayama is the foundation of yoga. In the West, we've added all the asana, what we know as posture.
Okay.
So really, you start with yoga. You can do it now. You can do it at home. It's just by tapping in and taking deep breaths.
Right.
And then in order to kind of calm the nervous system, there is a 5-count breath that you can do that will help bring you back into the present moment and release stress from the body.
Yeah.
All you do is inhale to a count of 5, exhale to a count of 5. That's it. So simple.
Right.
Tongue off the roof of the mouth. Inhale to a count of 5. Exhale to a count of 5. And if you do that for a minute or 2 minutes, you calm the nervous system. You start to release trauma. You don't attach to the feeling of pain or stress.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I need
to calm my nervous system.
So, yeah. Does it ever happen where you're sitting in traffic and so you're a little stressed?
Oh my gosh, I'm a mom of 2 kids that are young and still at home.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you're breathing a lot. There's a lot of breathing for you. A lot of breath taking for you. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Tell us some of the classes that you're excited about at Laguna Beach Yoga.
I think right now we're really focusing on increasing our power flow, offering classes that are a little bit more dynamic because we have so much covered 7 days a week to tap into slowing down. We're really focusing more on also adding some classes for people who do want to come in and start their morning and go to work.
Right.
So, yeah.
Is there an advantage to morning versus evening? Or are our bodies more receptive to yoga? And
I think it depends on the person. If you're some people are morning people, other people are not.
Right.
So just listen to the rhythm of your body.
Right.
Move when it feels good.
Does it help you sleep?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're having trouble sleeping, do you recommend someone get up and maybe just do some breathing and some light movement maybe? Would that help?
I think having trouble sleeping, it'd be great to do a little bit of breath work before bed or lie in that restorative pose that we talked about at the beginning, a hip opener.
Okay.
You
dropped off some certificates, for lack of a better term, here at the radio station, which we have available. What are these?
So we just want people to know where we are, where we're located. We offer a complimentary class. If you're a local, come and take your first class free.
Wow.
We also offer a killer deal to come for 2 weeks. Take as many classes as you want a day, 3 classes a day. We don't care. For $49. $49, you can come and check us out. Check out all the teachers. Like today, we've got Liz Campbell's in town. She's teaching our 10:30 Gentle Flow. And then tonight, we've got Amy with Native Healing, who does an incredible sound bath at 5:30. And that's stuff that's on the schedule every week.
Right.
So
I'm hearing the words sound bath more often all the time now.
Yeah.
Describe the sound bath and describe what it does to the human body.
So we use Reiki with our sound baths. Reiki is just us sending in healing energy or just sending light into the room, into people, and letting them just feel a connection to a higher energy that's very healing. And then the sound is played with these beautiful crystal alchemy bowls. And sound resonates with our body, and it just is very calming in there. It's a beautiful, restful experience. More like a yoga nidra where you go to sleep kind of class.
Okay.
Yeah. Way to end your week.
I love that.
I've actually taken from Amy and Liz, I think it was kind of COVID time when they were in
the park. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It was very nice and relaxing, and you definitely needed it around 2020.
I think we want to take the stigma out of yoga that people need to be fit to do it,
right?
Or that they need to be flexible or young or whatever the or is.
Right.
We want yoga to feel a moment that you create for yourself for self-care. Whatever that is, whatever mindfulness looks like to you, just come and allow yourself to breathe. And you can come to a hard class and stay in child's pose the whole class if you need to just stay with your breath. Like, we encourage that. So we're just wanting people to take a pause, check in, take care of themselves, do a little bit of breath work, maybe with a posture, maybe lying on their back, and then leave. And if they leave feeling a little bit lifted, a little bit lighter, a little bit more calm, then they're going to go out into the community, which is this most amazing community, right, and have a positive impact.
That is so fantastic.
And that's what we want. We want this. Our studio is very much a community space. We have a little boutique and a fair trade store in the front. We offer complimentary coffee and tea. You can bring it into class. You can have it after class. We really just care about the people in the community, and we want a space for people to be. Right. You know?
And full disclosure, Anne Marie, my partner, goes to your studio.
Yeah, we love
Anne
Marie.
Is absolutely sold on it. She absolutely loves it. She's taken yoga in other places before. She's done yoga in other, but this is her new yoga home. She called it. So
yeah, I love that. This has been a week where we've had 3 people come in this week, and just in tears. Like, they've lost people. They've lost a parent or a son or a mom, and they've just showed up and said, we just need our community. And so that's the beauty of the space, is that while we are a yoga studio, we're also just there. We're here for you, you know? And so we've had that literally Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We've cried in the lobby as well as done yoga in the studio, you know?
Right. I've heard stories of people crying during yoga. It brings out something. There's an emotion. There's an emotional release.
Well, if you're in pre and postnatal, just watch out, because that's a given, especially in hip openers. But I do think that sometimes, you know, we want to move energy in our body. Right. As we move energy with breath work or opening our hips, you don't have to attach to it. But in the movement of energy, you allow yourself to just change, to lift, to shift. Right. And so sometimes tears, they're not bad. They're beautiful. Right. Tears can be happy tears.
Right.
It's just movement of energy.
Right.
And if someone can come and cry in the lobby about, you know, Mother's Day is coming up and I don't have my mom and I miss them, or I lost my son and that wasn't unexpected, we want to hold them in that space too, that they can just cry and move energy. So we've got some Kleenexes at the desk.
I love that. We're talking with Katie Von Gallen with Laguna Beach Yoga. They are at 312 Broadway. Before I let you go, we're talking energy. Can you feel one person's negative energy in a room full of people doing yoga? And no, I'm not pointing at you. I swear I'm not pointing at you.
But it looks like he's pointing at Joelle. But
does that come through, and does it affect the rest of the class? And maybe that can be changed throughout the routine, whatever.
Yeah, I think there are moments. I think that's rare. But there have been moments. I teach Reiki and do Reiki trainings, and I'm a Reiki certified Reiki master teacher. And so anytime I feel any energy that might not feel of the highest good for the space, I just go right into like meditation and prayer and just releasing that. Because as you ask, it's given. Right. And light is always our highest good. And light is always there. And light is always, you know, my daughter talks about the concepts of light and dark a lot. She's like a wise old sage at her age. And yes, there's the duality of light and dark, but we know that in any time when we need to call in whatever it is your higher self believes in, that's there.
Right.
And that heals and that moves. And so in those moments, I just ask for that energy to move, and it does. You know, it doesn't need to stay.
We talked about your daughter, Kalani, just briefly with the magnificent watercolor that you gifted me. Did she learn this skill from you? Are you gifted artistically as
Not at all. Not at all. No, my daughters, Maya and Kalani, they both have done really, they've been here in Laguna, and they've been in these beautiful pods that have been a Waldorf pod and a homeschool pod with Miss Sylvia. And these experiences, the teachers have been very artistic.
Right.
So my kids are actually way more talented than I am at the ages of 4 and 6.
Right. One of the ways that you and I bonded here before we went on air was with the Rolling Stones.
And I love them.
We're both absolutely crazy, head over heels over the Rolling Stones.
And Keith Richards.
There you go. Talk to me, though. Let's talk about the energy of Mick Jagger at 80.
He does yoga. Do you know that?
I would have guessed.
Yeah, he does yoga. I mean, he's even, there's pictures of him meditating and standing in tree pose to bring his balance together.
Right.
Because he is, when you see them in concert, it is like a full-on workout.
Right.
He is so dynamic and he doesn't stop.
Right.
And so he does a lot of yoga on the side to complement with what he does.
Okay. Yeah. So a couple of years back at the Taste of Laguna Beach, I choreographed the Mick dance with a bunch of visitors to the Taste of Laguna. I was on stage and led them in doing the Mick. I pulled every muscle in my body. I was literally held together by icy hot patches for the next 2 months. I couldn't hang.
I think when I was at the concert watching them, when right. I was so close, right. I feel like I was like pulling my muscles, just jumping and screaming and being there in the space. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Katie, we'll turn back to you in just a second. Katie Von Gallen is the owner of Laguna Beach Yoga. It's over at 312 Broadway Street at Suite 203 upstairs. How else can we find you?
You can find us on Instagram, Laguna Beach Yoga, our okay. website, lagunabeachyoga.com, Facebook, Laguna Beach Yoga. And so, or just come by or email us hello@LagunaBeachYoga.com.
Right. I hope you'll be a regular visitor. You'll sit in that chair and we'll play some sounds music while you're here.
I love that.
Let's do it.
Do right. some watercolor painting with the kids.
Yes. Yeah. This could be a totally used space that way. I love that. So and I, Joelle, have the golf tournament coming up soon. Do you golf,
yes.
by the way, Katie? Are you a golfer?
Fun fact, I was the first girl to make my high school golf team.
There you go. All right.
And I went to the state golf championships back in Ohio in 97.
Wow.
And can I tell you, I'm a horrible golfer, if that says anything. And so I'm not really, I can golf, but okay. You would not want me on your team.
All right.
I'm not so great, but
that's
I know
okay,
the technique.
We both don't golf, yes. but we support golfers
yes.
in our golf tournament.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so and our golf tournament is going to be awesome. It's May 14th at Strawberry Farms, presented by Visit Laguna Beach.
Yes.
The Voice of Laguna will be there. Health and Balance, giving massages, Bianchi with a mimosa bar, Starfish for lunch, Ruby's for breakfast, Celsius. Like, we have a bunch of people. So it's going to be awesome if you're a golfer or you just want to get out and hang out with us.
Right, right. It's going to be fun. The music is going to be pumping too.
Yes.
So I promise to have curated a fantastic set.
A couple of Rolling Stones.
At least a few.
We also have our silent auction is already live.
Okay.
So today we have an email going out at 11, so you can see, and we're adding new items leading up to the golf tournament.
So we can see those items on the Chamber website.
Yes, there's a link on the website.
Okay.
It says silent auction live now, and you can press that.
Very cool.
And then also our 11 o'clock email, and you can find it on Instagram at our profile too.
Okay.
But I'm going to go through a couple other things that are coming up.
Of course.
Today, the Music History Hall Foundation presents California Happening over at the Rivian.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a little ribbon cutting before that at 6 p.m. And then we have our May meet and greet is at the Cliff. And this one's going to be awesome. We're going to have appetizers overlooking the ocean.
Very nice.
Everybody loves the Cliff.
We're
going to
catch the sunset. That's one of the great sunset catching
yes.
spots
yeah.
on Earth. Yeah.
And, you know, almost every time I'm there, I like see a dolphin or a whale or something,
yeah.
you know.
I saw one ordering a drink at the bar.
And then a couple more things that are coming up. We have Pathway to Wellness, which actually Laguna Beach Yoga is involved in.
Okay.
It's an opportunity to meet wellness practitioners in Laguna. We're going to have it at Bianchi at their private patio.
Okay.
And
what
so,
a great idea.
Yeah.
What a great
So we're
idea.
Highlighting some of our wellness people in town,
right,
and
right.
you can come meet them and figure out what you need and
right.
take what you want.
Oh, what a great idea that is.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And then we have our pageant coming up, which is July 3rd.
Right.
So it's locals night. So get your tickets and come see the final dress rehearsal of the pageant.
So
yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. And let's see.
What's the theme this year?
The theme is, oh gosh, a la mode.
A la mode.
The art of fashion.
Ooh.
It's going to be
yeah,
amazing.
It's really, Yeah. I'll show you some
now,
pictures.
Could you be an actor in the pageant? Or can you stay still for 3 to 4 minutes without moving? I would imagine you're good at that.
I would not. I could. I would not want to.
Right.
No, just because I hear the commitment that it is. Right. Right? It's such a commitment for those artists. I'm so impressed. The people that volunteer to put that on.
Yeah.
We've known friends that have done it. It's like, it's incredible.
Yeah. Likewise, I would have to be like, you know, they'd have to set me in a chair. And if there's a painting of someone asleep, I'd be that.
I would
that,
do the sleeping.
That, that,
yeah,
that would be me.
I would do the meditating one.
There you go.
I don't know. I would maybe open my eyes still. Is everybody looking? I'd be good just for the dress rehearsal.
Right.
I like when during the dress rehearsal, when people like wave at you because it's like, hey, we're here.
Right.
You know, because it's like that extra touch before they, you know.
Right. I love when they have kids as part of the artwork, and then the kids move and you don't care because you know what? They're having fun. The kids are loving being there.
Yeah, I have a couple more things
I just want to
talk about.
Yeah, that's why
we're
here.
So we have a couple more ribbon cuttings this month because it's May.
Yes.
So on May 23rd, we're doing our first joint ribbon cutting with the Shocker Shack and Soulshine because they're right next to each other.
All right.
And so we're highlighting them, their new members. And then on May 30th, we're going to go to Sonder Woods Cove. Ooh. So they just
It looks so nice.
Yeah,
it looks really nice down there.
Yeah, so they revamped it, and it looks awesome. I just went the other day, and we're going to have, you know, small bites for everybody, and then they have the chance to just, you know, see the rooms and meet people. And I think it's just nice to support the hotels here.
Right.
As well as our small businesses.
Do they have a big pool there? Don't they have a new
pool? They have a little pool, yeah. It's, it's
and they have
really awesome.
They have a great spot upstairs for gatherings and stuff, man.
Yes, and that's
that
where we're going to be.
It's a great spot.
Yeah, and so it's really cool. The rooms are, like, really nice, and I just picture myself staying there and then, like, sitting out on that deck and just overlooking everything. So, yeah. That will be fun. And then, I mean, we have to go over to July. July 11th, the Laguna Beach Yoga is going to have a ribbon cutting.
7-Eleven. So, remember, 7-Eleven. Nice. Yes.
So the numbers, 7-Eleven, you like those numbers? That works for you?
It's just easy for me to remember.
I just got a text from Anne Marie that says it's the only yoga that made her cry, but they were good tears.
Anne Marie, thank you. We love you, and we're so glad you're in our space.
And we're glad you're in our space. Laguna Beach Yoga, Katie Bond Gallen, 312 Broadway, Suite 203.
Yes, and a quick shout out to my husband who does so much behind the scenes. I was like, babe, come with me this morning. And we're like, wait, who's going to watch our children? So, like, he's home watching the girls so I can be here. So, thanks, James.
And,
love you.
And does James take yoga?
He does, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And did because
I mean, he's construction contractor by trade.
Right, but he does yoga. Yeah. All right. And was it your influence that got him into yoga, or did you meet somehow in a class?
No, it was my influence, yeah.
All right, well, that's pretty cool. Well, hello to James. Hello to your entire family.
Yeah.
And again, thank you for being part of Chamber Chat this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you. Joelle, am I forgetting anything?
No, I'm sure I'm forgetting a bunch. We have so much going on. I'm going to add in like a couple more things.
Right.
We have a tri-chamber mixer coming up too. So look on our website for that.
Right.
We have Taste of Laguna.
Right.
We have so much going on. If you're not part of the chamber and you're interested in being part of the chamber, come to our meet and greets. Okay. We just love highlighting small businesses like Katie.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
And then one last thing I forgot. We have a Mother's Day retreat on Saturday, May 11th. It's from 1 to 4.
Right.
And we have only 3 spots left. So if anyone's interested.
Very cool.
At the studio, just tapping into beautiful time to take care of yourself and rest.
What can we expect during this Mother's Day retreat?
There's going to be a lot of flowers. They're going to make their own bouquets and kind of walk away with that. They're going to do a little bit of breath work and meditation, very gentle. We're going to have some food and snacks, healthy snacks and tea, and a real gentle, easy yoga. And I'm going to partner with Amy and do a really awesome sound bath and some Reiki and just have some time for moms to step out of the routine and take, you know, retreats are hard to do sometimes, but when you're doing a small one, you can take 3 hours for yourself, you know. So anyway, Saturday the 11th, 3 spots left.
You just set me on fire for a separate question, if I can. Being a mom and being a mother of two, and especially being a mother of two young children, Do you have to carve time out for yourself?
Absolutely.
I mean, and should every mom make sure that they do carve time out for themselves?
Yeah, just this morning and last night, what I try to do for myself is I use the app Insight Timer. You know, okay. You can download it for free. It's a meditation app, and I try to give myself 5 minutes, just 5 minutes before the kids wake up to just sit and listen to soothing sounds and empty the mind. And if I can give myself that 5 minutes, just 5 minutes of meditation, it helps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So I did that this morning before I came in.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're...
I need to do that.
We're the beneficiaries of those 5 minutes this morning. Thank you very much for that.
Laguna
Beach Yoga, 312 Broadway, Suite 203, upstairs. Katie Von Gallen, Joelle Padu, thank you so very much for being a part of Chamber
Chat.
Thank
you, Ed. Thanks, Laguna.
All right. Let's hear some Rolling Stones soon.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right. Coming up, 9 o'clock. Lisa Farber, LagunaNow.com.